is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. L.A. is celebrating its World Series champions.
Seeing what happened today, seeing that we're back on top after 2020, we finally get our parade, baby!
The Dodgers came back from a 5-0 deficit to beat the Yankees 7-6 in last night's Game 5 in New York to take their second title in 5 seasons. L.A. superstar Shohei Ohtani spoke through an interpreter.
I'm honored to be able to be part of a season where we played the longest. And to be able to, get to know this team as my first year and experience winning the World Series has been a tremendous honor.
The headline in one of Japan's newspapers today, number one in the world, Ohtani beats the Yankees. Tuesday's election is fast approaching and the presidential candidates are delivering their closing messages in battleground states. CBS's Jared Hill says Donald Trump is painting Democrats as out of touch with everyday Americans.
In a branded garbage truck, former President Donald Trump grabbed onto a gaffe by President Biden.
I can tell you who the real garbage is.
Continuing the controversy over Biden's comment while speaking to Latino voters.
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
The president later clarified he was referring to the disparaging joke at a Trump rally about Puerto Rico. Further south in Madison, Vice President Kamala Harris brought her own star power with performances from Mumford & Sons and Gracie Abrams.
Just like Wisconsin's state motto tells us, we will move forward!
No word on whether Elon Musk will be in the courtroom when a judge in Philadelphia holds a hearing today. On the city prosecutor's bid to shut down the Tesla CEO's $1 million a day sweepstakes in battleground states. The giveaways are being orchestrated by Musk's political organization, which aims to boost the Trump campaign. Officials in Oregon have released a description of a suspect in this week's ballot box fires in Portland and in Vancouver, Washington. Portland police spokesman Mike Benner says they believe he's a white male who drives a dark Volvo sedan and wears a skirt.
Investigators believe it is very possible the suspect intends to continue these targeted attacks across the area.
A new North Korean missile launch is catching attention here in the U.S. just ahead of the election. Reporter Alex Jensen from Seoul.
The military here has said South Korea and the U.S. will carry out various measures, such as deploying U.S. strategic assets in response to North Korea's suspected ICBM test, which was reportedly its longest ever in terms of duration, and a direct threat to the U.S. mainland in terms of range, raising tensions amid North Korea's reported troop deployment to Russia.
S&P futures down 46. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Governor Evers joined Racine officials yesterday to break ground on a new $68 million King Community Center and Health Center. That's a project supported by a $20 million state grant. The facility, set to open in 2026, will house Racine's first federally qualified health center. That means it'll be providing integrated medical, dental, and behavioral health care. A Trump trash truck rolled into a Green Bay rally last night. Lisa Hale was there.
Former President Donald J. Trump rallied voters at the Resch Center last night. He walked in wearing a high-vis safety vest, referencing a recent comment by President Joe Biden that Trump supporters are garbage. He then spent almost 90 minutes lamenting the economy and immigration.
They're emptying their jails. They're emptying their mental institutions and insane asylums into the United States of America, and these two stupid people allow it to happen.
Trump said on day one he will work to deport illegal immigrants immediately. The former president will return to Wisconsin Friday for another rally at the Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee.
And don't forget to keep an eye out for the ghouls and goblins. Trick-or-treating takes place this evening in many places, including the cities of Racine and Kenosha. Racine has it from 5 to 7. With Kenosha kids getting an extra hour from 4 to 7. There is a rogue candy community. The town of Norway has their trick-or-treating session on Saturday. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Fall in love with the March family all over again in Little Women, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. The enduring tale of family, friendship, love, and adventure is a new adaptation of Louisa May Alcott's novel. Meg, Joe, Beth, and Amy play, quarrel, and dream of their futures in a nation torn apart by the Civil War. Navigating hardships and heartbreak, it's a tender, playful coming-of-age story that generations will find surprising, exciting, and empowering. Tickets and more info at racinetheater.org.
The Badgers with a win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In college hoops, the Wisconsin men's team with a 78-62 win over UW River Falls last night at the Kohl Center. Guard John Tanjay led the Badgers with 15 points, 2 assists, and was asked if these preseason games are helpful.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's something we all kind of expected going into this game, first game of the year. Coaches need a look from everyone. You know, we want to see what guys can do and where we can fit in as a team.
NBA, the Bucks on the road tonight in Memphis. They play the Grizzlies. Milwaukee looking to snap a 3-game losing streak. NFL, the Packers shorthanded at practice as they get ready to play the Lions on Sunday. 7 players, including Jordan Love, unable to go. Running back Josh Jacobs, dealing with a twisted ankle, asked if that's a lot for week 9 of the season.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, that's just the nature of this business, man. You know, you get later in the season, you have a lot more guys take a day or two. That's just this nature of this business.
That's Packers running back Josh Jacobs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Cloudy and windy with scattered showers today. It's going to be cold, too, with temperatures dropping into the upper 40s by late this afternoon. Still breezy and chilly for the little ghosts and goblins. Trick-or-treat temps in the low to mid 40s. By tomorrow, it'll be sunny with a high of 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
So, did you guys read your horoscopes? No. No, okay. I don't read them because I think they're flim-flam, you know? And it seems to me what they do is they just write them really broad and vague just so they can get as many people as they can to, like, sort of relate to them, you know? What I think they should do instead is write them really, really specific and just make a handful of people, like, freak out. You know, you turn open the paper in the morning, it's like, Pisces. Hey, Steve. How's it going? Another day at the office, eh? Anywho, you know that guy Tony from Payables, you know, with the mustache, always talking about a speedboat? Yeah, you should kill him. And then you turn on the news, like, this just in, 4 Tonys have been killed by 4 Steves. Horoscope guys, I don't know what you're talking about. It's in the stars.
I think that was the, I wanted to look this up every time we play the song. I think that was the first Beatle hit, Love Me Do. A lot of people think it was I Want to Hold Your Hand, but I think Love Me Do was their first release on Capitol Records, if I'm not mistaken. And I'm mistaken a lot. 610 WRJN Local News. Timeless Hits. I'm Don Rosen. Looking for some early showers today, then highs near 66. It's going to be a beautiful night for trick-or-treating. Just a gorgeous night. The Rosens are stocked with our mini Pop-Tarts and special fruity candies. We got all name brand stuff, by the way. All name brand. There's no off brands here. And so the Rosens are all ready to go for Halloween. We got our wreath we're putting out with ghosts and goblins on it and witches and all types of odd things. Bats. It was my mother's wreath. And I got it for her once. And so I, when she passed away, I took it and I hang it up in my house. She loved that wreath, I got it. So anyway, we're hanging that outside. So it should be a good trick-or-treating at the Rosen house. I can't talk for everybody else's, but our house is going to be good. Let's see. Some cloudiness tonight. Lows 37 tomorrow. And Saturday, sunny both days, highs in the 50s, and Sunday showers with a high near 60. Right now, partly cloudy. It's pretty nice out there still. Yeah, summer's still here. 65 degrees. Doesn't feel like that, though. Feels warmer than that at Radio Park. Oh, yeah. Hey, guess what we've got coming up today? We're going to be talking to some people from the... Katie Humphrey's going to be here from the Bell City Brass Works. They have a concert coming up for you. We'll chat about that. What else do we have? We got other stuff, too, I think. Yeah, I got to look at my schedule here. It's 6:11. We also have local news and timeless hits at WRGN with CCR.
Early in the evening, just about supper time, over by the courthouse, they're starting to unwind. Four kids on the corner, trying to bring him up. Willie picks a tune out.
This morning, local news and timeless hits at WRJN down on the corner. What I forgot to tell you was we're giving away tickets to Pure Soul this morning. Got a couple of pair to give away between now and 9 o'clock, so you can win them. Pure Soul, 60s Motown, 70s Soul, coming to Memorial Hall November 8th. And we've got some tickets to give away. That's what I forgot to tell you a few seconds ago. Hey, for people who love candy corn with every fiber of their being, yesterday, you missed it, National Candy Corn Day. An exciting lead up to Halloween when candy corn will be in abundance. For everyone else, yesterday was just another Wednesday. Every year, 35 million pounds of candy corn are consumed worldwide. I know a lot of people don't like it. I love candy corn. I mean, it's pure sugar. It's probably not good for you, but I love it. It's 6:14, WRJN with Herman.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about science books. Don't know much about...
make minute 56 second songs anymore, do they? Herman's Hermits, What a Wonderful World of WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. You know, with every election, the campaigns always say, get out the vote, encouraging everyone to let their voices be heard. But one group's voices are not being heard. Babies. That's right. In a poll, 20% of Americans think kids of all ages should be allowed to vote. So how do you get a five-year-old to vote? All right, here's what they say. 13% of people support giving parents one additional vote for every child they have who is a minor. Yeah, that's going to happen.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Star of many hit movies, Terry Garr has passed away at the age of 79. Garr starred in films like Tootsie, Young Frankenstein, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, After Hours, and Mr. Mom. Most recently, she played Phoebe Buffay's mother on Friends. Garr was a staple on the late-night talk show circuit and has always made the hosts laugh. The Oscar-nominated actress passed away after a long battle with multiple sclerosis. She was diagnosed with the disease in 2002. Speaking of Friends, Lisa Kudrow, the actress who played Phoebe Buffay on the hit sitcom, spoke of Garr's influence and abilities, saying Terry Garr was a comedic genius and was a huge influence on Kudrow, adding that she was grateful for the opportunity to work with Garr. In addition to all her acting credits and awards, Terry Garr also starred in 6 movies with Elvis Presley, including Viva Las Vegas. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And you can hear Pete locally at AM 540 WAUK, weeknights 6 to 8. All right. It's 6:18 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill.
Really? 1 out of 9 Wisconsinites work in agriculture. But billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the farm bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the farm bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, "a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture." They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Bowman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
From 1972, Burning Love, 624 WRJN, local news and timeless hits. Early showers today, but for trick-or-treating tonight in the Racine area, it's 4 to 6 p.m., I think it's 4 to 7 p.m. tonight. Should be nice. Highs near 66, should be very nice. Cloudy tonight, sunny tomorrow, sunny Saturday, maybe some showers on Sunday. Highs over the weekend in the upper 50s to low 60s. Right now, partly cloudy, 65 degrees here at Radio Park. It's Halloween. And if you missed any Halloween movies this year, you can still watch one tonight. These are actually movies that take place on Halloween night. Terrifier from 2016, Halloween of the original from 1978, Halloween 3, Season of the Witch, which really wasn't related to the original Halloween, Scream 6, Hocus Pocus, which is kind of a fun family film with Bette Midler, Trick or Treat, I remember that, and Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, currently at theaters, takes place on Halloween night.
Up on the roof.
When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face, I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space. As can be, and there the world
now when I come home feeling tired and weak, I go up where the air is fresh and sweet. I get away from the hustling crowd and all that rat race noise down in the
Benny King and the Drifters up on the roof at WRJN 628. Hey, coming up, we've got tickets in the next half hour to give away to Pure Soul, 60s Motown, 70s Soul, coming to Memorial Hall on November 8th. You can win a pair of tickets only here at WRJN. But right now, the Bee Gees.
I started a joke, which started the whole world crying. But I didn't see that the joke was on me. Oh no, I started to cry, which started the whole world laughing. Oh, if I'd only see that the joke was on me.
I started the joke. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Hey, today's the last day for Ring's Great Ghost Search. If your Ring doorbell camera catches footage of an actual ghost, You'll get $100,000. The two main rules are videos have to be 30 seconds or less, and the footage must be filmed on a Ring device. And hopefully it must be real. That's probably another one. Hey, it's 6:31. Let's check news in the morning, see what's going on. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Governor Evers joined Racine officials yesterday to break ground on a new $68 million King Community Center and Health Center. That's a project supported by a $20 million state grant. The facility, set to open in 2026, will house Racine's first federally qualified health center. That means it'll be providing integrated medical, dental, and behavioral health care. A Trump trash truck rolled into a Green Bay rally last night. Lisa Hale was there.
Former President Donald J. Trump rallied voters at the Resch Center last night. He walked in wearing a high-vis safety vest, referencing a recent comment by President Joe Biden that Trump supporters are garbage. He then spent almost 90 minutes lamenting the economy and immigration.
They're emptying their jails. They're emptying their mental institutions and insane asylums into the United States of America, and these two stupid people allow it to happen.
Trump said on day one, he will work to deport illegal immigrants immediately. The former president will return to Wisconsin Friday for another rally at the Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee.
And don't forget to keep an eye out for the ghouls and goblins. Trick-or-treating takes place this evening in many places, including the cities of Racine and Kenosha. Racine has it from 5 to 7. With Kenosha kids getting an extra hour from 4 to 7. There is a rogue candy community. The town of Norway has their trick-or-treating session on Saturday. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, 50% savings at Racine Youth Sports. Providing quality structured youth sports to the children of Racine County, their various programs throughout the year teach sports fundamentals, good sportsmanship, character, discipline, competitiveness, and teamwork in a positive and caring environment. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase a $40 sports registration certificate for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Recognizing that today is Halloween, how about a few tidbits about the value of bats in Wisconsin? I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Thursday. The value on bats coming up next.
Microbials play a critical role in the health and vitality of livestock. I'm Dr. Bill Zimmer, veterinarian and founder of BioVet, your leading source for high-quality microbial and nutritional products that support growth, health, and production in livestock. Listen to our Microbials Matter podcast at bio-vet.com as experts discuss health, digestion, and support for livestock. Visit bio-vet.com and click on podcast.
Innovation, that's BioVet. Wisconsin is home to 8 different species of bats. That's according to Jennifer Riddell, a cave and mine specialist with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. And she says each one of those helpful little mammals, experts at insect eradication.
They are eating, in our part of the world, all insects. And so in Wisconsin, bats are eating up to 24 types of agricultural pests. They are eating up to 17 different kinds of mosquitoes. And 9 of those are known to carry West Nile virus. So some of the ag pests include corn borer, cutworm moth, potato beetle, and grasshoppers, corn earworm. And so if you calculate the value of bats to our farmers and agriculturalists, bats are saving farmers $658 million to $1.5 billion in pesticide and pesticide application costs each year.
Jennifer Riddell, she is a cave and mine specialist with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, talking about the bats that make Wisconsin their home. You can listen to more of that conversation and find out more about Wisconsin bats and the diseases they battle at MidwestFarmReport.com.
Now's the time to get right with Pivot Bio Nitrogen. The right source, at the right rate, at the right time, in the right place. Sounds good, right? And now is the right time to act. With zero payments, zero interest, and zero worry. Until December 1st, 2025, on the best source of nitrogen. Get right with Pivot Bio. For more information, visit PivotsProvenIt.com. That's PivotsProvenIt.com.
And speaking of the Department of Natural Resources, they say the mild winter Wisconsin experienced last year has made for a bigger and better than ever deer crop. DNR officials said as of midnight October 29th, they had sold more than 444,000 patron licenses to hunt in Wisconsin. More than 123,000 of those licenses just for the gun deer hunting privileges. That's a look at food news on a Thursday. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
The Racine Civic Center and the Legends Never Die Concert Series welcome Pure Soul Presents Friday, November 8th at Memorial Hall. Pure Soul Presents is a tribute to 60s Motown and 70s Soul, the music that defined a generation.
So good! So good!
Pure Soul Presents proves that rhythm and romance never go out of style. Tickets for Pure Soul Presents Friday, November 8th at Memorial Hall are on sale now at the events page of festivalpark.com.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Cloudy and windy with scattered showers today. It's going to be cold, too, with temperatures dropping into the upper 40s by late this afternoon. Still breezy and chilly for the little ghosts and goblins. Trick-or-treat temps in the low to mid-40s. By tomorrow, it'll be sunny with a high of 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
I think when people meet me, they think they're giving me a compliment. They go, "That's your name, Rocky?" And I go, "Yeah." And they go, "I got a dog named Rocky." My father gave me that name, and I had a typical Italian dad, you know, like every day if I used to go to school, he was listening to me. He goes, "You don't rat on nobody." Yeah. He goes, "You don't know nothing." He goes, "You don't see nothing, and you didn't do nothing." So we're in history class, and a nun comes over there, and she's like, "Rock, I want you to tell me who killed President Kennedy." I go, "I didn't do it." She goes, "I know you didn't do it. Tell me who did." I go, "I didn't see nothing." Yeah. So she calls my father up to school. She goes, "There's this kid who killed Kennedy. He told me he didn't do it." My old man goes, "Hey, the kid said he didn't do it. He didn't do it."
Yeah.
Could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do you really need? Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh,
believer, and a homecoming queen. Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a
6:42 at WRJM with the Monkees, Daydream Believer. Thank you for joining us here on this Halloween morning. This is odd but true. The day Heath Ledger, the actor, died in 2008, Heath Ledger was the number one search term on Google. You know what the number two search term was? Keith Ledger. For people that didn't know what his name was. Hey, coming up in just a moment, right after Blood, Sweat, and Tears, we've got tickets to Pure Soul to give away. Keep listening.
I lost half love before. Got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more. I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. The others were untrue, but when it came to loving you, cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my
Thomas, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, you made me so very happy. 6:46 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. Looking for early showers today. This should be done by around noonish. Highs near 66, so the trick-or-treaters should enjoy the weather tonight. Cloudy, lows around 37. It'll be windy, by the way. That's real good trick-or-treat weather. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 51. Saturday, sunny 58. And Sunday, some showers with a high near 60 right now. Partly cloudy. It's a little windy. I love it out there now. It's beautiful. 65 degrees at Radio Park. You know, if you hit snooze too many times this morning, you're living out one of America's most common nightmares. A poll for Halloween looked at the most common nightmares we have. Waking up late made the top 10. All right, here we go. Falling, number one. being chased. Ooh, I have that all the time. Dying, feeling lost, feeling trapped, being attacked, missing an important event, waking up late, there you go, a loved one passing away, being injured, and get this, and I had this dream once. A third of us have bad dreams about our teeth falling out. The heck is that about? I've had it, though. Hey, guess what I've got for you right now? We're giving away a pair of tickets to Pure Soul, coming to Memorial Hall Friday, November 8th, 8 to 10 p.m. 60s Motown, 70s Soul. How'd you like to go see this night of rhythm and romance? All right, here's what you do. Give me a call right now if you haven't won anything in the past 60 days. Give me a call, 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. We'll plop down on one of the callers and give that person a pair of tickets to see Pure Soul Friday, November 8th at Memorial Hall right here in Racine. Right downtown. You're going to love the show. Oh, it is, from what I hear, it's going to be just great. So if you were raised in the 60s and 70s, this is for you. 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. All right. Give a call, and when you do, we'll plop down and give someone a pair of tickets to see Pure Soul Friday, November 8th at Memorial Hall. 262-634-9756.
Time. Here's your first question. Which senator joined the extreme left in Washington, D.C. to send COVID relief checks to prisoners, including the Boston Marathon bomber? Answer, Tammy Baldwin. Who backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin? Once again, Tammy Baldwin. Next question. Which senator even supported castration and mastectomies for minors? Time's up. It does sound crazy. But that was Tammy Baldwin again. Over and over, Baldwin has sided with the extreme left in D.C. Baldwin is for they-them. Not you. And now for our final answer. It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Who is Brian Style trying to fool with all his negative ads? Style voted against aid for veterans exposed to toxic burn pits. And Brian Style voted to cut funding for 500 local police officers and cut funding to crack down on fentanyl traffickers. Peter Barca has always put Wisconsin before party politics, and that's what he'll do in Congress. Veterans at the VFW Post 1865 gave Peter Barca an award because he's always fought for them. Peter made it easier for disabled veterans to collect their benefits. And he was the legislative leader who worked with veterans groups to put a POW MIA monument in the Capitol Rotunda to honor our heroes. To keep us safe, Peter Barca helped put 100,000 more police officers on the beat. And he led the fight to secure survivor benefits for those killed in the line of duty. That's why law enforcement leaders and veterans have always supported Peter Barca.
I'm Peter Barca, candidate for Congress, and I approve this ad.
Paid for by Citizens for Peter Barca.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill.
Really? One out of nine Wisconsinites work in agriculture, but billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the farm bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the farm bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, "a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture." They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Well, say congratulations to Christina from Racine. Hi, Christina. How are you this morning?
I'm awesome. Thank you.
Okay, you're going to go see Pure Soul, 60s Motown, 70s soul music. A nice show coming to Memorial Hall Friday, November 8th, 8 till 10 p.m. And congratulations. I hope you enjoy the show. Got a pair of tickets waiting for you. Now, my question to you is, what are you dressing up as for Halloween today when you go trick-or-treating?
Unfortunately, I'll be working.
Uh-oh, you're going to come home to a lot of eggs on your house. You don't want that. You know, it was last year, Halloween, I think eggs were about $8 a dozen. So nobody got egged. when the price of eggs are high.
I don't think it's much better this year.
Oh, really? Okay. Hey, Christina, you enjoy the show. And most of all, thank you for listening to WRJN. We do appreciate you, Christina.
I love you guys. I appreciate you, too.
Okay, bye-bye now.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Congratulations. We've got some more tickets to Pure Soul to give away. I think we have another pair today and one tomorrow. We've also got tickets to Little Women at the Racine Theater Guild to give away, too. I think tomorrow we're giving away another pair for that. And next week, tickets to... Oh, we've got tickets. You can't believe it. This is the place you're going to be winning. I'll tell you more about that later on. 652 at WRJN.
WRJN. When the truth is found to be
an airplane, somebody to love. Looking for early showers today, but nice for trick-or-treaters later today. Highs near 66 degrees. Here come the Rascals.
Groovy on a Sunday afternoon. Really couldn't get away too soon. I can't imagine we could.
in sunny days this way. We're gonna talk and laugh our time away. I feel it coming closer day by day. Life would be ecstasy, you and me endlessly moving on a Sunday afternoon.
And Groove in local news and timeless hits at WRJN. So this guy in Mexico passes away. This was in 2016 of age 43. Loves skateboarding. So his buddies recently honored him with a very unique headstone that's also a skateboard ramp. I can imagine how much the cemetery loves that. It's Dusty Springfield. Only want to be with you. 658 local news and timeless hits at WRJN.
Don't know.